Good morning, UCFloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the CCA Global Meeting in Denver, and I'm with Keith Spano, the president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, International Design Group, and Floor Trader, right?
That's right. How you doing, Kemp?
I'm good.
It's good to talk to you. A couple things to catch up with. First, how's business with your membership?
Kemp, business is booming, as it is with everybody right now. We've just got our foot on the pedal, and we're full speed ahead.
So the Canadians, they couldn't make it down here, so they have to attend this virtually, right?
Yeah, that's right. And this is the first time ever that we have live streamed all of the events, not only for our Canadian members, which of course we want them involved, but also for our sales pros and other people that couldn't make it here today.
So we've had the general session today. A couple of big news items in there. One of them was the kind of the integration. For many years, you've had Flooring America and Flooring Canada had kind of a different cycle. You'd have your meeting a little earlier, a little later, and Carpet One was at a different time as well. So now you're integrating some parts of your team with the Carpet One team, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the size of our group and the scale of our group, I mean, we just need to leverage it better to give our members programs to keep them ahead of the pack. And that's really what we're doing. We're, you know, the brands are going to remain very true to their individual division. However, behind the scenes, the engine that powers everything that we're doing will just be so much more powerful.
I mean, their scale, I guess, is one of the reasons for doing this, especially when it comes to website development, market research. And obviously, for the longest time, you guys have used scale for buying power.
Absolutely.
But it's more on the digital side, right?
Yeah, look, it's on the digital side. It's on the consumer journey as well. I mean, you've heard about Retail 2.0, and that's something that we're discussing, how to just streamline that consumer journey and close customers faster. And, you know, consumer financing and digital price tags, all these things that we're bringing to the membership, we're bringing it through integration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned Retail 2.0. That was one of the questions I wanted to ask you. It looks like, I mean, we've heard of omnichannel before. Mm-hmm. You know, the home centers have been focused on that for a while, where what you see on the internet and what you experience, and they don't do a good job of it, but and what you see at retail are a similar message. And you guys have really, I guess, done a lot of analysis during this COVID period and are rolling out a pretty sophisticated both online experience and in-store experience, right?
That's right. Yeah. During COVID, we've had a lot of time to engage with a lot of consumer research, both on the digital side, on the consumer side, and really look at flooring in a different way. It's, you know, we sell a fairly complicated product. The timelines are very long from the time the consumer decides she wants flooring to the time it actually gets installed, even a little longer now with installation the way it is. So we've created really a comprehensive way to just bring it all together to satisfy the new consumer, to meet her expectations, to communicate seamlessly, and have distinct handoffs throughout the process.
Things that were thrown out this morning, about 85% of the consumers start online. We knew that information. But the process today still continues to be about a 100-day process from interest to buy. You're thinking that some of this 2.0 will shorten that, right?
Yeah, we think we can compress the selling cycle. I'm not going to put a number on it, but certainly we can take the confusion out of it. We're looking to drive radical simplicity, cull down our assortments, and make it easier for the consumer to make a decision that, at the end of the day, she feels good about.
Now, you've tested this, market tested some of this, right?
We're currently testing it in the field now. We've had pilot programs going for several months.
So at the beginning of the meeting today, both Howard and Rick talked related to the theme of this meeting about how things had changed so rapidly thanks to COVID. The consumer experience, you have to change quickly to be able to stay on top of the game, right?
Yeah, I think the pandemic was a catalyst for change. It jumped us probably 5 years ahead of the future. The consumer has changed. She's not going backwards, and we need to meet those consumer needs, and that's why we're asking people to look ahead of the future right now.
Part of Retail 2.0 means that everybody's got to have a new website, right?
It is part of Retail 2.0. We're actually doing new websites for all of our members, much more responsive. You know, we've got a new local paid search program that's going to be terrific. You know, once again, through integration, we're able to bring this to the membership.
And you're bringing things in-house. I know you were using some outside services for your media buying, web buying, and digital advertising buying. You're bringing that in-house now.
Yeah, our in-house teams have now become Google partners. So, you know, we've reached that certification, which is terrific, and we're able to bring that to our membership at a significant savings.
Tell me what Drive is.
So Drive is our automated marketing program. Automated marketing, CRM, it's really a comprehensive way to stay in touch with that consumer. And the beauty of Drive is it works even when our salespeople are not working. So it keeps us in touch with that customer, sending automated marketing messages throughout the customer journey and helping that salesperson to close that sale faster.
Let's talk about what the consumer's buying now. Are we seeing any shifts there post-COVID?
Well, as you know, I mean, vinyl still continues to rock and roll, luxury vinyl. You know, we always say the trees can't grow to the sky, but maybe they can. You know, so vinyl continues to be our number one selling category. But we are seeing better end carpet continue to sell. We've seen our laminate spike up a little bit just due to supply chain and cost. Actually, our kitchen and bath business also is just absolutely exploding right now.
You know, Charlie Dilks mentioned from the stage today that if you look at CCA Global, at wholesale value, you're selling more LVT than residential carpet now, right?
That's true. It's a massive amount of our business.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You have very distinct two different groups. The Flooring America, Floor Canada are one set of people, and then the IDG group is a total different one because they're more boutique. Mm-hmm. Is that right? So what's the biggest differences between those two groups?
Well, I think we actually have three groups. So if you look at Flooring America, Flooring Canada, that's full-service retail. If you look at our International Design Guild business, that is our luxury business, sometimes closed showroom to the trade predominantly, but that is definitely our luxury division. And then you got the Floor Trader, which has just been the belle of the ball through the pandemic. I mean, our growth has been explosive at Floor Trader. It's cash and carry. It is our outlet division. I call it the TJ Maxx of flooring, and it has been doing absolutely fantastic.
So from a price point perspective, Flooring Trader's probably average net sale a little lower, and then you've got the Flooring America, Floor Canada, and then IDG at the top, right?
Yeah, I mean, and we do sell better end goods in all those divisions, but the beauty of Floor Trader is it's in stock today, take it with you, and during the pandemic, that has been absolutely a game changer, and as we go through our installation challenges, people are taking it with them. There's a lot of DIY opportunities right now, and the Floor Trader is seeing the benefits of that.
Most people know there's a lot of money out there right now. So I'm thinking that people are buying better end goods. You know, are they all performing at the same growth rate, or are you seeing a stronger growth with the IDG folks?
We're seeing growth across the board in all the divisions. The one thing I would say, and it ties to your original point, that people have money. And people with money want to use other people's money to buy things. And I think that's why our consumer financing has just been so incredibly strong throughout the last year. And the finance buy downs that we've announced today are really going to have a huge effect going forward for August and September.
Yeah, I mean, let's share with our audience real quick that you're talking about 0 points all the way up to 3 years, right? Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And we offered 2.99 on 48 months and 4.99 on 60 months, which is just unheard of. It's a massive, massive buy down for our members. And once again, power of the scale of the company.
Now, are you doing that through Synchrony?
Yeah, Synchrony is our partner, and they're a terrific partner.
All right, Keith, it's great to talk to you again. I've been talking to Keith Spano, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorAlley.net.